Is time important? This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Is time important? Actually, time is not important, because the time just goes on and on and on and on and on, and we wonder what time is all about. Truly, time is a commodity that has no value to us whatsoever. And that's why we do silly things. Oh, what is a silly thing that we do? A silly thing that we do is to be a jaywalker. We walk across the street in the middle of the block. We walk where there are no crosswalks. We walk where we're not supposed to walk. And why are we not supposed to walk there? Well, we're not supposed to walk there because it's dangerous. Because it is not a marked area. It is not prepared for human beings. We say to our little children all the time, now, children, don't play in the street. The street is where the big cars play, where the daddies and mommies drive their cars, and they're not always aware of little children running out there. So you play on the sidewalk, and we'll stay off of your sidewalk, and you stay off of the street where the big cars are. One day, you'll be driving a car, and you'll be out there in a big street, too. But right now, just stay on the sidewalks and stay inside, where it's wonderful and a happy place to be. Now, why do people get killed and get run over as jaywalkers? And are they silly? A car drives down the street and all of a sudden a person steps out from between several cars, start to cross mid-block, and you're unprepared for them and you put on the brakes very quickly and you skid perhaps, and this guy says, "What's the matter? Can't you see I'm walking across the street?" And you say to him, "No, I'm sorry, I did not see that you were walking across the street. I did not expect you there in a place where you were not supposed to be. You're supposed to be walking across the street at crosswalks. You're supposed to be walking across the street where the street is marked for you to walk across the street, and then I know that you're there." Now, just because you walk across the street where I don't expect you does not mean I have no responsibility. Oh, I have responsibility, all right. I have responsibility to take your timelessness attitude and consider it. If a little child runs out in the street, I don't say, "Didn't you know the law? Didn't you know the rules? You shouldn't do that." If a dog or a ball or something runs out into the street, do I just run over it and say, "That's your fault. You should have known better to stay out of the street"? We have lots of time. We have time to do everything correct. We have time to do everything in a proper, beautiful manner. And if we take the time to do everything in our life in a proper, beautiful manner, we find that life really is lots of fun. Life really is a very rewarding experience. It's only when we think that is time important, it's only when we think that time is not important. Every moment of our lives is the most precious moment that we could ever want to experience. Every moment of our life, we think beautiful thoughts. We say, "All is in divine order." We say, "I like me." We say, "What a wonderful world this is." We say, "I am peace." We say, "Everyone in my world is in divine order. Everyone in my world is in divine order. Everyone in my world walks properly across the street. Everyone in my world walks and plays and does things in a harmonious way. Everyone in my world is a beautiful, fantastic, joyous, marvelous person, marvelous experience, because I have placed it that way." Now, when I am not on duty, so to speak, when I am not taking charge of my thought, of my world, of my life, then I will create people doing things in harmonious with the principle, in harmonious with the laws and rules of my society. Now, the rule says, do not cross mid-block. Do not jaywalk. Walk at the crosswalks. But if a child runs out inadvertently, if an adult mentally not paying attention to what they're supposed to be doing. If someone is doing something that is not good, am I going to run over them and say, "That's your fault, losers, weepers"? Or am I going to say, I am always alert. I am always on duty. I am always paying attention. Now, if you will say all is in divine order in my world, and say it and say it and say it, you will not have people walking out in front of you, jaywalking, and making you feel inadequate and feel insecure. You will not have children playing in the street. You will not have balls or dogs or pets or cats or anything at all running out in the street. There will be no roadkill. There will be no roadkill. Roadkill is just where you have not been in charge of every moment of your life by saying all is in divine order. Problems that come up with our driving, problems that come up with our right-of-way, problems that come up with us living according to, even according to the principle and according to the law, problems that come up are when we, ourselves, are not always saying all is in divine order. Because everything that happens in life happens because it is there. It is not right. It is not wrong. It just happens. Now, if it is harmonious with principle, then it just happens right. Now, when is anything not harmonious with principle? Well, everything is always harmonious with principle. It's just when we choose to say things can happen, they happen. If we say all is not in divine order, if we say that people run out in front of me, well, there's nothing wrong with running out in front of you if you're in charge and you just are driving properly and you're aware and you see them run out in front of you and you slow down and you don't think a thing about it. You let them cross. You stop entirely because the pedestrian always has the right of way. And you stop and you say, oh, okay, no problem. I'm in no rush. All is in divine order. And when you start saying all is in divine order, you will not have people running out in front of you. You will not have dogs and cats and children running out in front of you. You will not have anything disturbing your use of the law of cause and effect. You will not have anyone disturbing your use of your harmonious world. Your use of your harmonious world will always be harmonious, will always be wonderful, will always be fantastic. But it's up to you. It's up to you. How do you want to have these things in your life? How do you want to have these things in your world? Do you want to have these things in your world where you are always on the alert, you're always concerned, you're always aware, you're always afraid somebody's going to run out in the street, that there's going to be a jaywalker that you're not expecting? Are you going to be concerned about that all the time? Or are you going to say, all is in divine order, and I have everything beautiful and good. I drive wonderfully down the street. My street is completely surrounded by my pure white light of love, and every person and every circumstance and every experience of my driving is ideal and beautiful. Now, I am the ideal driver. I am the ideal chauffeur. Have you ever said that about yourself? I am the ideal chauffeur. And when you say, just say it, I am the ideal chauffeur, and watch. And watch how everything is in harmony with the ideal chauffeur. What does the ideal chauffeur expect? All in harmony. What does the ideal chauffeur do? Drives alert, aware, awake, concerned about all that is harmonious, all that is lovely. The ideal chauffeur is the chauffeur that never creates about itself problems, does not create tickets for itself, does not create speeding, does not create going too slow, does not create being non-alert, always is awake, aware, alert about everything that goes on. There are no jaywalkers in the ideal chauffeur's experience. There are no children or dogs or cats running into the road in the ideal chauffeur's attitude about his life. You and I can and are always ideal chauffeurs. We just have to remind ourselves now and then that we are ideal chauffeurs and that our world is all in divine order right now, that our world is harmonious and peaceful and good right now. When we do that, then we'll find that our world is really very spectacular. There are no jaywalkers in our world. There are no children running out in the road in our world. All is peace. All is wonderful. All is fantastic. But it's that way only because we spoke our word, claimed the truth about ourselves, and let it be. Speak your word, claim the truth, know it today, and know that you are the ideal chauffeur. Time is not really important, for we live in the timelessness of all. But the only thing that is important is to say, I like me, and all is in divine order now. I like me. All is in divine order now. I like me. All is in divine order now. And really, you know, that's all that matters, isn't it? That's all that makes any difference at all in our life.